Negroni Zone Radio, the award-winning view and interview show. Our website is jrdonline.com. Our email is jeff.roney@gmail.com. If you want to leave us a voicemail, call us at 714-929-7857. We're on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. So stay connected to us and on with the show. Thanks so much for coming back. We're going to continue our great interview with Josh, the Josh Meister, about Lost and even a little bit about religion. And everything ends up okay, so don't worry. So here we go, right back into our interview with Josh, the Josh Meister. Here we go. The one thing in my 40-something years on this planet that I've learned is when you enjoy something, you better enjoy it today, because you do not know how long it's going to last.
Yeah.
And whether it's a movie or a TV show or a band or whatever, I mean, you know, live for today and don't think you can go back, because anyway, today is a good day to enjoy what you enjoy. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Now, you're a tech guy.
Yes.
You're a techie guy. Let's kind of talk about, you mentioned Netflix and streaming and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, DVR. Just the getting of television and movies, I think, is going to change. It is changing now, but how is it helping you? DVR, streaming, Hulu, is it making things easier for you or not?
Well, I would say absolutely. Well, I should say I actually don't have a DVR, believe it or not.
Okay.
Because there were maybe a couple years ago, I probably could have used a DVR, but I feel like I almost don't really even have any reason to get one anymore, because almost every show that I'm interested in is on Hulu. Yeah. You know, Lost is the only exception, and supposedly that's going to be coming soon, you know. Mm-hmm. But other than Lost, pretty much every show that I watch is on Hulu, or if it's a show that I, you know, that's already over or I want to watch an old season of it, I can watch it on Netflix. So yeah, but does it change kind of the way that I watch TV? Well, certainly. Matter of fact, I honestly didn't really watch much TV at all before Lost. Mm. And kind of through my connections with the Lost community, sort of getting involved in social networking and, you know, hearing about other shows that other Lost fans like, you know, that's sort of gotten me interested in watching other shows. And typically, you know, again, I usually watch shows on Hulu or Netflix if it's an old show that where the season is already over. But it's very interesting. I really like how, you know, it seems as though certain parts of the media are getting smart with how they bring their content online. Mm-hmm. The Netflix streaming business model is just ingenious. You know, it frustrates me whenever they don't have and usually it's like the new releases that don't, you know, come to Netflix for streaming right away. They'll give you the DVD. They don't have any problem with that. But a lot of these companies they really stand back when they go, oh, whoa, people can stream this live to their computer without having a disc. What about all the sales of the disc that we could be getting, rather than thinking about, you know, kind of brand loyalty, rather than thinking about, you know, how else can we monetize this? They're so concerned about a few certain things. This old kind of mentality of we've got to sell discs. You know, it's the same thing as the recording industry has with music, that oftentimes they've just got this thing in their head that's telling them, no, you know, you can't let people download music online. And they're finally starting to adapt to that. You know, finally letting go of DRM and things like that. But I think DRM is unfortunately still a big problem with video. Digital rights management, meaning that, you know, if you download a program on iTunes, you buy it for $2 and you can only share that with 5 computers that you own, because as soon as you try to give it to anybody else, it just won't play.
Right.
I kind of see the philosophy behind that. I mean, they don't want people illegally sharing things that they just downloaded off of iTunes, because then that decreases their revenue. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot to be said for, you know, I mean, well, first of all, you got to trust the consumer. You know, people, I think a lot of people are a lot more honest than the recording industry and the Motion Picture Association really want to believe that people are.
Sure.
And I think if people get into a show, they're going to buy the DVD set, you know, just to support the show. If they're not, they should be doing that. But I really don't think that – I mean, for example, I'll give you a perfect example of this. Okay, so The Office is a show that I enjoy watching.
Sure.
It's not the greatest show in the world, but, you know, it's kind of entertaining. And so, you know, I kind of enjoy watching it when it's on. But am I going to go and buy the DVD set? No, I mean, it's not worth the cost to me. I've already seen the episodes, and I'm not into it enough that I want to watch them over and over again. So, you know, what would be wrong with me, you know, downloading an episode from wherever I can find it for free if I'm only going to watch it once and you know, I'm not going to resell it. I'm not right. going to, you know, if I'm not going to be using it for any terrible, nefarious purpose, what, you know, why is it so bad for somebody to download a TV show? And, it, you know, I think there are certain parts of copyright law and things like that that don't really make a lot of sense in that kind of context. You know, the whole structure of DRM assumes that people are bad guys,
right,
and you've got to defend against the bad guys. And as a consumer, you know, especially as an honest consumer, you know, I feel like that's not fair to treat everybody that way. But I don't know. Those are just some of my thoughts. At the same time, I do certainly understand kind of revenue streams, business models. They've got to make money. I mean, Lost would not exist if it wasn't for people making money. You've got actors who have to get paid. You've got, you know, writers and producers. All these people are getting paid for their jobs, and you know, that money has to come from somewhere. So I kind of understand the opposite point of view, the point of view of the industry in general, but as a consumer, I kind of feel like things are moving in the right direction, just generally speaking. I mean, you know, all of the major music, you know, sales places online have gotten rid of DRM for the most part. But with video, it's working that direction. They're being more open with it, giving you more free access to it, like through Hulu, which right. is free and ad supported, and Netflix, which you pay a monthly subscription fee for. I really like that. I like that business model because I'm happy to pay a little bit to Netflix every month, to get to watch, you know, good content for, you know, on my computer whenever I want to. So I think they're moving in the right direction. Maybe the next thing that has to go, or maybe not has to go, but it would be nice if it was gotten rid of, is DRM'd video files. I think that's kind of the next logical step.
Well, I'm a bit of a rebel, but I really got tired of buying a CD years ago for $20, and two songs were great and the rest were junk. And I was supporting a fat guy in an office with women running around and a cigar. Kind of got tired of that. And I really did love the fact that Napster basically killed that.
Yeah.
I know I'm offending a lot of people that say, oh, you know, I'm on Maverick or I'm on this record label. You know what? There's a lot of money going to people that really don't deserve it. Really not.
Yeah.
And that's why I like people like Radiohead that basically use social networking, social media, the internet to, you know, propagate their music. You know, you bring up a good point. If somebody likes something, what's really wrong with that? I mean, it's a model that you can use to build in ads into television. The thought that the TV ads aren't enough. We have to tack on money onto the internet in every possible way. At some point, you got to say, you know, this movie is 10 years old. Let's let him have it. I don't know. what's interesting to me is, like, okay, let's say a movie is 20 years old. You can't find it in a Blockbuster. You maybe could find it on Netflix. You know, and that's what I'm saying is you know, the record stores and the DVD stores are gone. And so you're going to hit a point where you can't have all the movies everywhere. So, you know, there's going to have to be old media kicked in the tuchus, say goodbye, adios, and new media has got to take over and say, you're going to get a revenue stream up to this point. But after that, you know, digital has changed everything. I mean, so...
Yeah. Well, I think you've got, obviously, some very valid points there. I like some of the things you're saying. I just to play devil's advocate, you know, kind of looking at the other side of things, I think a lot of writers and actors feel like, well, you know, just because I did, you know, Indiana Jones so many years ago or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it's still a popular movie series,
right.
you know, and so there are always, you know, going to be people for the foreseeable future who will want to go back and buy the DVD box set of things like that. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that's more than, yeah, it's got to be more than 10 years old. Those were, when did those come out? Anyway, but it's the same kind of thing with Star Wars and those kind of shows where, you know, I don't think there necessarily needs to be like a particular time limit and then just give them away for free.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of my perspective on it that seems like it's fair for both sides is offer it for sale
right.
through digital means where you don't have to protect it because you gotta trust people, you know, on some level, you know, the average person, I don't want to believe that the average person really, you know, if they download something online, they're automatically going to burn a DVD for everybody they know and, you know, and distribute a whole bunch of stuff illegally. I don't think most people really do that.
No,
I think most people, when they buy video, you know, when they download it from the internet, they're probably not going to share it with anybody outside of their immediate family, you know?
Right. And, you know, the DVD was probably a bad example. But, I mean, you're right. It should be sold all the way through. I guess what I'm saying is, like, for instance, I like small indie bands, right? At some point, that little rinky-dink record company is going to go out of business.
Of course,
will not find that CD anywhere. You're not going to find it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, a little bird tells me there's something called a BitTorrent, and sometimes uh-huh. there's music on there. I don't know much about it, but the little bird told me. And so that could be where these songs for these bands that the record company's defunct now and they don't sell it into Tower Records because they're all shut down. I just think that there has to be a somewhat of an understanding because, you know, I don't know that dragging a mom of two or whatever her situation was to the court, Supreme Court, and running her up on charges and you know, throwing $25,000, you know, and say, you got to pay this for downloading and sharing music. I don't know that that's really doing any good. You know, it's a hydra. It's never going to go away. There's 20 heads and you cannot get rid of it.
Yeah. No, it's I agree with you. I mean, that's absolutely wrong. When you're attacking particular individuals to make a public example of them, and fortunately, the recording industry has started to back off from that, you know, that model of making all their money by suing individuals, and they're mostly just going after bigger pirates now.
Well,
people are just redistributing. But
now here's the other side.
Supposedly, they're doing that.
Here's the other side that's even worse. Is now they're trying to cap use of, you know, broadband internet. I think that cable TV needs to let go of internet and go to a third party, a separate party, so that the high speed internet and the cable television people, because see, they're worried about whose mm-hmm. pocket that money's coming out of. They need to split it apart because the high speed internet people are going to suffer. They're suffering now. Comcast and everyone else is putting caps on, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Because there's Apple TV, which is legit. There's Netflix, which is legit. So you're going to make everybody suffer just because of some people that are doing wrong. You know, they threw the guys in Pirate Bay in jail. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, that's not going to do any good because old media is still fighting against new media. They have to come together and find a new way to encompass everything. It's a good model. You know, I think Napster in its what it did was fantastic. I mean, a kid in a college dorm room figured that out. Are you kidding me? You know, so I think it is a new day. It's a new era. We've got all this new way. I mean, I got an Xbox 360. I'm really fortunate that I can watch movies from Netflix through. I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. That's a wild concept. It's actually, you know, it's no longer a cable box, but it's a cable box and a game unit and a computer can all be kind of tied together. I mean, it's fantastic. And we can have entertainment from one or all of these boxes. So, you know, I think it's a very cool day to be entertained. And I'm not locked into a certain time. I can watch it whenever I want to. So,
yes, that's important to me, too.
Yeah. So I think that is very cool. So, let's see. We're coming up on the last mile. So I think the one thing I really like about you, Josh, is you are you on the internet. You are a Mormon gentleman. You love Lost. You're a family man. And you are out there. Are there any downsides to being open about your religious beliefs or whatever? Or is it all positive? Is it getting better or is it still kind of tough?
Getting better is still kind of tough. I don't know if it was ever tough. But
okay. That's good then. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah. I mean, you're right. I don't believe in, cramming my religion down everybody else's throat or anything like that. I feel like, the people who follow me on Twitter or wherever, other social networks that I might be on, I think people really like to know, a little bit about who it is that they're friends with, so to speak, on all these networks. And, I share some things that are, a little bit personal, sometimes, but most of the time it's not really even that personal. Like I'll find a quote that I like may happen to have been from, somebody who was a church leader or something like that. And I'll put it out there, but if it's something that I think, other people could benefit from reading this, then yeah, I'll put it out there.
Well, and I'm certainly not coming down on you and I'm not making a statement. It's just, I think everyone has a right to be themselves.
Sure.
And, I am involved in, Star Wars stuff. And sometimes when I make my views clear, sometimes there's a backlash. Is it Christians don't belong here? This is Star Wars here, and you need to keep that stuff away. Just keep it to yourself because this is Star Wars, and it's kind of religion neutral. Got it? I bring that up because I've experienced it from time to time. So, but I'm glad it sounds like you haven't, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think for the most part, I haven't really experienced a lot of backlash. I don't know. I mean, certainly if you really get into a conversation with people, a lot of people really want to debate about things. But most of the times with social networks, I mean, you toss something out there, if people don't like it, they just ignore it and go on to the next thing.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, certainly there have been other times too where like for example, I'll give you a perfect example of this. Okay, so you're a tech guy, so you probably know Slashdot, the website.
Yep.
It's a tech news site. And it seems like the majority, or at least the most vocal part of the Slashdot community, is like very anti-religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like anybody brings up religion in any context whatsoever, it's only to bash religion. And there are going to be a few people who will defend it and things like that. But oh man, if you can get into some interesting discussions with people about religion on there. And because of the way Slashdot works, it's moderated. You've got the users are the ones who are moderating the conversations. Mm-hmm. And so it seems like it's a lot more of an uphill battle if you're the one on the defending end of religion, because you've got more moderators who are going to be on the side of the other guy who's attacking religion. So
right.
There's certain areas of the internet like that where you know, in general, yeah, I probably don't participate in a whole lot of discussion, but I have before. It's fun. It's interesting to do that once in a while. But yeah, I don't like contention, and you know,
okay.
I really think, you know, when it comes to people like sharing their beliefs with each other, I think that's so important. I really feel like that's one of the most important parts of the United States Constitution, that, you know, that we have in this country, you know, freedom of religion. You can express your, you know, religious views the way that you want to. And, you know, as long as you're not violating any laws or anything that, you're perfectly within your rights to do that. And if people want to debate with you, that's, you know, that's great. I don't have any problem with that. You know, I tend to, especially when it comes to communicating with people online, I try to be more interested in correcting misunderstandings, mm-hmm. and kind of finding common ground. You know, if you've got people from different religions and they're attacking each other, it's, you know, a lot of times I really think if people step back and rather than looking at where they're different, if they look at the things that they have in common, they can build a better relationship with each other, and then the communication can start to flow better, where there'll be understanding with each other rather than just, well, you must believe this, so therefore, you know, you're wrong because this or this and this, you know. And I, you know, when it comes to particularly talking about my own religion, you know, I actually, one of my coworkers is a pastor for a particular church.
Okay.
And oh boy, he mm-hmm. a lot of times he really wants to debate religion, and
I'm sorry about that. I find myself apologizing for people. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing to debate religion. I think that, you know, there's a time and a place for it.
Right.
But yeah, it's always interesting to me that the kind of things that he brings up, and that, you know, it doesn't matter how many times I'll correct him on a particular point of you know, a belief of a particular religion. Most of the time, of course, he brings up, you know, I'm a mainstream Christian and you're a Mormon, and here are all the ways where I think you're wrong. But rather than I think you're wrong, he says, this is all the ways where you are wrong. Mm. And it's just kind of like, do you really have to present it that way? I mean, let me give you some tips on how to share your point of view with other people, you know. But
like I said, I apologize.
Oh no, you don't.
No. Yeah. Just you know, I am pretty famous for criticizing the ball team I'm on, and I do that quite a bit because what's interesting is you did not come to your belief in a debate style discussion, did you? There was something else. Something happened. So that you came to a realization that this made sense for you. And the same thing with your coworker who's a pastor. Mm-hmm. He wasn't talked into his belief. And what's interesting is that mentality of I'm going to debate you and I'm going to talk you into my way of thinking. That is crazy. That's nuts, because that's not how we got where we are. See,
right?
So
it's not human nature. I mean, human nature is to be defensive.
Yeah,
and you know, if you're really trying to persuade somebody else, or even just to share your viewpoint in a way that they'll, you know, maybe give it some thought and think, oh yeah, they might be right about that. You've got to share it in a way that's, you know, out of respect for the other person and kind of whenever possible, building on, you know, common beliefs, common ground. I think I you know, just talking about religion in general and kind of, you know, philosophies that people have, I think the world would be such a better place, you know, if people actually. Sorry, just a second.
No problem.
my 3-year-old's asking for a bath.
I understand.
I can give you a bath in a few minutes, okay? All right, thanks.
Jeff's wrapping up.
Okay, can you close the door? All right, anyway. Where was I?
But here's the thing. You know, I think what we need to do, just kind of like what you're saying is, I mean, you and I first started talking about Lost. We were both in there, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was no question of what we believed because we agreed on that, man. You know, we love Lost. And I think that people have forgot that talking is good and listening is even better. And sometimes you can disagree because let me tell you something, and you probably know this, those Christians don't agree all the time either. Shocking. Yeah. I know that shocks you. You know, so none of us are going to – we all need each other. And that's really the bottom line. You know, if we are to preach the gospel and to change this world, we can't do it on our own, with our own church. We need everybody involved. And so, I just want to encourage you, just be yourself. Be you. You know, you're doing some cool rocking stuff, man. Keep it up.
And, thank you. I appreciate that. I would extend that same thing to all of your listeners, too. I mean, absolutely.
You are listening to Roni's Own Radio. As much as we love technology, sometimes technology has a mind of its own. And Josh and I were cut off at that point. And so I just kind of want to finish here for you to check out Josh's podcast and follow him on Twitter, find him on Facebook. He's a great guy, and he really offers a lot of really great insight and interesting things to share. So that's where we're going to end our interview. Sorry, but you can blame Skype. And so next time we will continue finding very interesting people and interesting topics to talk about. So this is Jeff Roni. See you. Bye-bye. Everything costs money, and we want to offer this to you. It's a support page, support.ronizone.com. There's two ways that we would ask that you would help support us. One is just a PayPal link, and you can donate any amount you'd like through PayPal. The other way is to buy products from our other links to affiliates that we offer on that page as well. We really appreciate it. Everything costs money, and we want to continue to keep these shows free, so we offer this to you. Please visit our support.ronizone.com page to help support us. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Here's just a quick reminder that if you want to continue to get these Roni's Own Radio shows directly sent to either your Google Reader or your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, please visit subscribe.ronizone.com, and it's going to give you links and instructions of how to get subscribed and get connected to us so we can send you shows automatically. Thanks so much. There is no way we can do what we do on our own. So we often play promos and things like that, and we want you to check out these promos, but also take a second and check out these shows if they really seem interesting to you. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Hello, this is Steve.
And this is Dave.
And this is Mikey.
Join the Ways of Tech crew as we explore technology in today's society.
Information and discussions on blogging, computer tips, social media, entertainment, product reviews, sports, and tech news.
So join us. It's all there at wavesoftech.com.
Hello.
Hi, I'm here to pick up Kate for our date.
Oh, you are you? Well, first you're going to have to answer a few questions.
Okay.
Mac or PC?
PC.
Do you have a web page?
What?
I said, do you have a web page, boy?
Yes.
Ever downloaded files illegally?
No, never.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you listen to the Jesus Geek podcast?
No.
Jesus Geek, technology news and how-tos for the connected Christian. www.jesusgeek.info.
Who was that, Daddy?
Nobody you'd ever want to meet. Jesus Geek, www.jesusgeek.info.
Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com. Roni's Own Radio is a proud member of the Christian New Media Group. You can find more information at cnmg.ronizone.com. And drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.